This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a lawyer that works at the very middle of private equity, right at the middle of deal flow and business generation, and just lives in the private equity space, Amber Walsh. Amber's going to talk to us about one of the trends she's watching closely that's really a newer diligence issue or business issue that's come up in the last year, at least on steroids compared to other years. Amber, why don't you take it away and tell us about this issue you're watching so closely?
Yeah, this is absolutely fascinating. And this is the conversation amongst potential buyers and a company on the market, regardless of the sector, as what is the plan for your staff? Do you have the staff? Are you going to be able to keep them working, showing up, whatever it is, be it in healthcare, manufacturing, or whatever else it is? This is a universal issue that we're all experiencing in our own lives. There's all these reports about the restaurant industry and the beauty industry and the legal industry. We certainly see it as a law firm, but it's becoming a really, it's such an acute issue now that buyers are really probing in real earnest on this issue, because you've got a company who you may be incredibly interested in, you have growth plans, you're building out a pro forma. But if you don't have the people to run the business, it's such a simple, simple issue, but it's absolutely so acute. And it is rising to the top of conversations throughout the early sales cycle in a way that I have never seen it before.
I mean, it really gets to, do you have some advantage in staffing? Do you have some ability to recruit? Do you have some ability to retain? Is your culture good? Are people sticking around? Can you continue to hire great people, not just fill bodies, but great people to be great, and not just sort of like, trying to band-aid it, but really have a great talent plan? And you see that in all these businesses, don't you?
Absolutely. And that was always, of course, important, but I've not seen it be such a universal, time and time again, question in diligence and in the courting process as it is now.
And you do a lot of work in the healthcare space. And talk about whether people are buying practices, can they keep the practices staffed with the right level of RNs, right, LPNs, right level of PAs, everything? Because without those, you can't really grow and run a practice. And there's such a shortage of healthcare professionals too, aren't there?
Absolutely. And that's been widely reported for decades. There's this Mercer study that has run all these projections on the significant shortages in licensed healthcare providers of all levels. But right now, it goes well beyond the licensed providers that are tracked in the Mercer study, and it goes to billing and marketing and all of those positions that are hypercritical to being able to run a business. So yes, healthcare is experiencing it just as much as other industries. And on the physician and nurse side, it's been really dramatic for a long time.
And it's so interesting to say this, because so much of diligence has been about quality of earnings are sustainable. And obviously through this COVID period, can you normalize earnings? Can you get clarity on what earnings are going to look like in a new normal and so forth? And there, so much work there. There's always a lot of diligence for work around technology, around regulatory, about other issues. And now it's about staffing too, isn't it?
It is. And of course, since we're talking about healthcare right now, there are a few particular subsectors that are even the most hard hit, that are being the most looked at in deal making. And that's like home health, for example, and nurse practitioners and places where you need that level of really critical clinical care with the aging population and the baby boomers and needing that type of care. But that's where you see the most significant gaps and the biggest worker shortages.
And it really reflects what you're seeing in the markets is more and more focus on businesses that are not so labor heavy, not so labor intensive, not so asset heavy, not so bricks and mortar heavy, more and more businesses that could be scalable without so many people, because people's become, again, one of the hardest resources, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Amber, what a pleasure to visit with you always. Always a great perspective on what you're seeing in the market. Thank you so much for joining us on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Just a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.